Hello, and welcome to Love's Curriculum. I am your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and your guide on this journey to awaken to the love that connects all. As a bridge for the High Council, which includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, I look forward to joining with you to uncover your soul's divine purpose and ignite love in the world. It is time to join in the awakening. Hello, this is your host, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. Welcome to the show. I am feeling grateful to be here with you. I truly enjoy connecting with you, getting to share this space of authenticity and love, exploration, and joining. So welcome. And if you are tuning in for the first time, this show comes out of my book, Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. It is a number one international bestseller on Amazon. And Love's Curriculum came to me from the High Council, as you heard in our opening there. And the High Council includes Jesus, the Archangels, and other light teachers, other spiritual teachers, the Ascended Masters. And they have gathered to assist us. And we're going to be talking about who they are, what have they gathered us for here today. And now I woke up to this assignment to be a conduit for their messages, to scribe the book around 2013, just as I was finishing retraining in transpersonal counseling psychology. And before that, years before, I had actually started out my career as a lawyer. And in 1996, I was in Phoenix starting the first day of my first full-time law job as an attorney. And on that day, I had a wake-up call from my soul. It was a very mundane moment. Otherwise, I was just opening the door into the women's washroom, and it came over me, this wake-up call. I heard the words in my head, remember, there's another life you wanted. There was another path. There's something else. This isn't what you wanted. I could feel it in my solar plexus and in my gut, so it kind of hit me physically as well. And it was shocking, but so familiar, so true, that I listened. I thought, that's right. Oh, time to redirect, get back on course. And so that small voice that had woken me up that day slowly began to grow, and I began to listen, and I took many, well, followed it to classes on intuition and working with angels and taking Reiki. And slowly, well, in a way, quickly, I realized that's my passion, personal development. I read a bunch of Hay House books, went to classes. And so I found my passion. And over the next 3 years, I decided that I would leave law and explore a more healing, alternative spiritual development type of career, and that I would become a mom. So that was, what, 20 years ago that I left law, and I have been on an amazing journey over the last 20 years, studying, growing, becoming a student of spirituality, a professional intuitive, a counselor, having 3 children, moving to Canada, and then in 2013 had, again, this wake-up call that I was to work with the High Council. And again, today we're going to talk about that call to love, that call you may feel as a light worker, as a love advocate, someone who wants to make a difference in the world, a change maker. So before we dive in more to just explore this calling, this call to love, let's begin, as I like to before we really dive in here, is with a prayer of surrender, setting an intention for this time together. And so I'm going to do that now. So I invite Spirit, Creator, the Holy Spirit, Goddess, all that is, Source, whatever form, whatever word feels comfortable for you, I invite that love, that Creator, that being, God, the Holy Spirit, to direct this time together, to come through and move through me and my words so that they are perfectly perfect for you here today, just what you're needing, that they move you in ways you may not even know you are needing to be moved or wanting to be moved. Just surrendering our time together here on the show to Spirit and to the highest good of each one of you listening, to the highest good of all, and the name, in the name of love. And so it is. All right. I just love the power in our intention and our words and in prayer and surrender. And it truly is, and so it is. So this topic, this call to love, or the soul's call, as I talked a little bit about it in my opening, letting you know a little bit about my own history there, that I had a wake-up call from my soul on that first day in my law practice or my law job. I had a wake-up call to my assignment to scribe Love's curriculum, and many wake-ups and guidance and direction on my path. And much of it did come from what we could call upset in my life, from old ways dying and new ways being birthed. So this wake-up call sometimes may come as a seeming chaos or something you wouldn't be part of your plan. It could be a traumatic event, an end of a marriage, an illness sometimes is what wakes us up to our true path. Other times we may have just always known there was something calling us and we were able to keep stepping into it and we were supported to do that. And for others, they felt they were called to something and they were too afraid. It was too different. Or they didn't feel, you may not have felt you had the support you needed. But nonetheless, if we break it all down, there's this fundamental feeling that you're called to something. And as a light worker, if you resonate with that term, what it really, at its foundation, we could say it means is that you feel called to bring light, that your soul's here for a reason, that you're called to bring higher awareness, that you're called to enlightenment, that you're called to do this for the oneness, for the greater whole. There's a feeling that you need to save the world or want to save the world, that you want to make a difference. Maybe it may feel that you're called to help. You may go through your own struggles and then feel called to help others out of the similar struggles. But all of it is this calling to serve love, to be love, to make a difference, meaning make it better, raise the consciousness. And there's usually a sense that it's working through you, in you. It's coming from something bigger, coming from Source, or the remembering of yourself as this soul, your highest self is calling you for this purpose, is somewhat maybe pushing you or guiding you along. So there's a sense of connecting to your greater soul self, your highest self, to your Source, to Creator, to Spirit in this calling, and that's what's calling you forward. And there's a sense of oneness about it, that you aren't separate from others, that you are part of everyone. And so that's why you want to help everyone, because it's, you are a part of it all. So there's a real sense of oneness to these calls. This call for love is how I'm going to just shorten it there for us. A call to love. And so I'm going to read quite a bit actually today, little excerpts from Love's curriculum before we later in the show go to the longer reading, because there is lots and everything in Love's curriculum about this call, especially at this time that we find ourselves in, about the call, what we are being called to fundamentally as lightworkers. With everyone, we'll have their own unique way and expression of it, but we really are being called and guided by the High Council, by teachers. We're working together as a team. So I'm going to start with this passage. This is very basic. This is, again, from Love's curriculum, because it is a guidebook for this time, for this calling and this awakening time that we are in. So this is from chapter 8. Lightworkers are remembering for what they came. All lightworkers will remember. Surrender and let me, Jesus, into your heart, as we have discussed here. And then radiate this love and connection, the heart of Jesus, outward. It is an orange, yellow, white glow. Fiery, compassionate, connected to nature and heaven. Let it be. Let it go. Surrender. Surrender to love. Be love. And so it is. I'm just letting that resonate, this call to us as lightworkers to be love, to surrender to love, to radiate love and connection. To just surrender to your higher purpose. And again, how does that call come to us? It can come to us in many ways. It can come suddenly, like I experienced on my first day of my job as a lawyer. It can come through meditation. It can come through a mentor or a spiritual reader who helps us connect. Can come through regular connection with our guides and our angels. It can come from a passion, something in your heart. You just know it's what you want to do. And I'm going to pose this idea or question that sometimes it's there and we just don't see it. Or we have all the specifics even, and we still think we need to search for it, that it's not quite there. I know I was talking with my husband this last weekend, and he was sharing a bit about wanting to figure out a little more about what his real true heart path is. And he shared that there's something that he dreams, he has a vision of doing a certain activity, and it makes his heart warm. And he's describing this to me. And then we go on in the conversation, and a little bit later he's saying again how he's not sure what that heart path might be, that service for him. And for me, from as an outside, I think, well, that's it. You had your heart resonated there. It was so clear that that is an important form of service for you. And it doesn't necessarily need to be your job. It might be a volunteer thing you're called to do, or a way you're called to be in your family, healing in your family, or connection that you want with your children. So it's not always that it's a calling to a certain work or a certain profession. Just a calling that you know there's something more, or some true way you're to be aligned in the world, something you're meant to create. It may be a volunteer group. It may be an artwork. It may be following your passion of art as a hobby. It could be so many things, and it's different for everyone. It may be deciding to speak and share your story or write that book. So, but what it resonated for me was, as an outsider, I could see it for him. His heart was touched by something. And yet his mind kept thinking, oh, I don't know exactly what it is that my heart wants to do. So be wary of that, I am asking you. That often we know, but we forget to listen. Or we hear it, and then our mind comes in so quickly and dismisses what our heart has told us. So there's so much wisdom in your heart, this heart calling. That's why often in my work and in our meditations, we breathe into the heart and out of the heart. There's so much wisdom there. So listen to that heart and let others help guide you. They often can see it more clearly than you can. We get in our own ways so often. All right. So I'm going to share a little bit of what it sounded like when I was waking up to my assignment to Scribe Love's curriculum. And this is also in the afterword and the appendices to the book. And so just a little bit of how it came through to me. And for me, I had was developing this ability to tune in and write and scribe. So it came through writing for me. And you may find that that helps too, to keep a journal. I also work with people in learning to angel journal. So you're communicating, asking a question of the divine, and then writing the answer, letting your hand flow. So this is one of the first things that came through as I was waking up to my assignment. I feel the presence of something that wants to write this book. It is love. It is fiery. It is burning to have all remember their innocence, that they are love, that we are one, and for me to express my unique purpose here. Tears stream down my face. I know many of you reading this can identify. And in the words of Wayne Dyer, it is my highest self. So I was really getting in touch there with my highest self, this feeling that my soul had a purpose. And then I also wrote from my soul as I was learning to tune in to that inner part of me and also to tune in and hear a voice that was there with me, which ended up being the voice of the High Council. And this was from my soul. I typed this. I am here to bring love and light and to learn to heal human limiting beliefs along with my brothers and sisters. Through me becoming and releasing, I shine heaven's love here, bringing us all home. I am not alone. There are many with me. They are all a part of me, of the sun, of oneness, of the God. I walk and breathe and live home here, heaven on earth. Shine it out. Be it. Remember the truth. Wake us all up. And again, that was a message from my soul to me. And so it's also important that we create quiet space for that, whether it comes as you're listening to music or meditating or walking in nature or journaling, but quiet space to hear our soul, our heart. And then to share it with others. It may feel really scary, but that really helps make that call more real, just as it helps my husband sharing with me that I might reflect back what I was seeing, or I wrote those words down. Just even writing it out helps it become more real, more concrete, this call. Because sometimes the call can feel a little vague and usually a little scary. And so we also need that support around us. And now I'm going to read again here a little bit about this idea. As I said earlier, when we connect with this calling, we realize we're not alone in it, that we're part of a bigger team of lightworkers. As I realized there, I'm not alone. I'm with others that are remembering, and we're here together. So I'll read here from Love's Curriculum, Chapter 6, as they share more about that idea that there are many of us remembering at this time, and the importance of connecting with our guides, the helpers who are teachers here to guide us as we answer the call. So again, this is from Chapter 6. It is time for the world to connect with us, the helpers. We are your brothers and sisters, loving and guiding you. We have gone a few steps ahead, and we reach our hands up to you in pure and complete love to help guide you up and forward, like taking your hand as you step from the boat onto the shore where we wait, the shores of heaven. Let your boat be guided here, and we are there to lift you up onto shore to join again and celebrate. We are here always with you, and one day we will be united in heaven. And remember, 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 our pure love is always with you and available. Always, now and forever. It is done. Welcome to the university. You may be asking, the university, what is that? Welcome to the university. Well, the next chapter is all about this university, this idea that not only are we all remembering our call and working together as a team, but it's, if you're called to work with the High Council and be a student of Love's curriculum, or if any of this is resonating, this idea of awakening as a light worker, that the guides have gathered, the High Council has gathered in this university-like teaching space where we're invited to come and to learn on our own, to learn in groups, to learn with the High Council. And so now I'm going to read a little from Chapter 7 about this idea that really unites all of our callings, this idea that we are all called in our own way, but we're all being called as light workers, as love advocates, and that we're being guided and taught. And we could say that we have joined in a university-like space. So here is from Chapter 7. The followers of Love's curriculum are, as we said, remembering the fact that they are part of this university, this ecosystem, this organism. So welcome to the Angelic University. There are many of you who will be called to work more closely with us in the angelic realm, in the non-form, with the ones who have gone before, Jesus, the masters, those who have left form. Then they go on to say that you may come to this university while you are still in form to learn from whomever, Buddha, Jesus, angels, the teacher does not matter. Many will be drawn to different teachers specifically, and some teachers are assigned to certain people. And if that is the case for you, you will know and have an affinity for that teacher. So I'm just going to stop here as I'm reading and just invite you to let these words resonate. Is it, do you notice that you are called to a certain way, certain teachers? Do you have an affinity for a certain teacher? And then reading on here. As you come to the gates of the university, as you enter in your mind and with your willingness, ask to be connected with your teachers and guides, and you will have your curriculum. And your teachers may change over time, as you progress and graduate to the next level, like semesters. Or you may have one main teacher who guides you through all 4 years, so to speak. But here, there really is no time. And so there, you are being welcomed into that university by the High Council, into that university teaching space. So let's also learn more about who is this High Council. What does that mean? They are gathering us and they're guiding us. So here's from the foreword to Love's curriculum, one of the introductions by the High Council as they first just describe themselves to you. We are the voice of the High Council. High meaning close to God. The High Council includes me, Jesus, and the archangels, and other ministers of God. We work with many who are on our team, on assignment with us for the Holy Spirit, as we enlighten the world to love. We are in connection with the masters and all their true teachings. As well, we work and join with the High Counselors of other worlds. We are the leaders of the light workers everywhere. We are the leaders of the angels, the spiritual guides, and the masters still in form. We are one, and we are you. One day, we join with you in the heart and home of God, all as one. For now, we appear a bit outside you, a bit removed, a bit more in form, so that we may guide and lead you and teach you and manage this team, this army of light workers for God. We are all part of this beautiful team, this army of love, but not an army in a cruel, harsh sense. Army as in a mass of energy and power for love and light, shining light across the worlds, planets, dimensions, and realms. And you too are asked to join and be a servant for light and love, a servant for God. Light workers and teachers that lead by example from their hearts, connecting their hearts across the globe and the grid, doing their part to awaken the whole, heeding the call of the Holy Spirit. And some may heed the call in a different form and voice, as we have said, but all are love and light. And each may have a specific frequency or flavor to the call and whom they work with, as we lay out in the chapters ahead. Each will have a specific calling in those to work with among the lightworkers not in form, as well as those in form, some for the galactic team, some for the earthly team, and some assigned to the darkest depths, the lower world, where light is less present as of yet. Seemingly less present, as eyes are still more tightly shut. To them, God sends his strongest angels to hold the place for light, to hold the place marker, the torch that marks the place for love and marks the way to light and peace. All right. So just notice if some of this is resonating with you, this feeling of being called, of teachers or guides you're meant to work with, a feeling of wanting to serve the greater whole, to be a team with others in creating a difference in the world. And then we're going to take a short break here. And when we get back, I'm going to read from chapter 8, which I have read from before. It's a chapter in the voice of Jesus called Knowing You Are Love, because I think there's seems to be two levels, I guess, that ultimately we're all called to surrender to love, to be love. And one of the forms is the idea of letting in the heart of Jesus, or the heart of compassion, the highest love and oneness, to radiate out from our hearts. And then the second, I guess you could say, level would be where you're meant to show up in specific ways in your families, in your work, in your communities, and to listen to certain guides who are helping you heal and create in a specific way in the world, be love in action in a specific way. So chapter 8, we're going to explore this idea of our hearts, igniting our hearts as lightworkers, as part of our mission and our calling. And included in this is the meditation of knowing you are love. I know some of you are familiar with this, the Heart of Jesus meditation. And it is available for an audio version for download on the website, which is lovescurriculum.com. So we'll do that as well. We'll take this opportunity to join our hearts and to shine that out as we are gathered here today. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, and I'll begin chapter 8. From Love's Curriculum. Hi, this is Jenny. I'm so glad that you are here listening to the show. I want to share with you a unique opportunity that is available, a chance to work on a regular basis with the High Council and me. From personal experience, I know it can feel challenging to take the action that is needed to step into your soul's purpose and to share your message, your mission, your gifts, when you're trying to do it all on your own. The fears and doubts, the limiting beliefs and confusion can hold you back. Feeling alone or doubting your intuitive guidance can keep you stuck. So here's the opportunity. If you are enjoying the guided experiences here on the Love's Curriculum Radio Show with the High Council, you may be excited to hear about this. Inspired by the High Council and their direction that they wish to continue to work with us beyond the book Love's Curriculum, I put together the Monthly Circle. It's an online monthly membership program that includes a 75-minute online session each month in which I bring through the High Council to work with the group. It also includes some bonus meditations, a private Facebook group where we stay in touch, and extra weekly guided experiences with the High Council. Sound interesting? We would love to have you join us. You may check it out and join us at bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Again, that's bit.ly/Love's Curriculum Monthly Circle Info. Hello, and welcome back. If you are just tuning in, I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell, and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring that call to love, the call of your heart, the call as a light worker, and really exploring the guidance and direction that the High Council offers in Love's Curriculum about what we're being called to do, how we're being called to join as lightworkers here now at this time. So I'm going to read about that here in chapter 8. It's called Knowing You Are Love is the name of the chapter, and the voice of Jesus. And I'll read a few passages, and then within this is also the meditation of knowing you are love. So I will let Jesus guide you through that, his words here in this chapter. I will read that meditation as well and invite you to take part in it if you wish. And again, there's an audio of it on the website, lovescurriculum.com, that you can download as well. All right, here we go. So I invite you, sit back, relax if you're able, even close your eyes. Just let the words work on your heart and soul. Could set the intention to be open, whatever it's meant to trigger, to help you remember here today. All right. For now, it is the job of all light beings, light workers on the planet, of all beings on the planet eventually, to express divine love here. As each light source, each person begins to shine and spread love out from their heart centers, the world will be enveloped in a pinkish white light of love, and it will filter out to the others who are not living there yet, and to the structures of the world, business, enterprise, schools, store owners, economy, all the form systems of government and functioning and economy. It starts with each lightworker. You, each lightworker, were placed and assigned to this time in order to ignite your heart light and center and begin shining that in the world. And then, like a web of light pink light, it connects among all of you and then covers the whole like a blanket and begins to filter down and ignite and spread. And in the very least, the masses that are not feeling the love and light feel the presence of this blanket and begin to feel more peace in their hearts, and they can begin to shift into heart and love. That is how it can trickle down, keep growing, ignite. And as each one feels the peace and moves into heart and love, it ignites for another. The light workers themselves appear in form to be spread out over the world so as to create this blanket of connection, this web, this grid over the whole. So as each heart light of each light worker connects with that of another, it blankets the whole world. And this web of love actually acts like a receiver for divine messages and guidance. It raises the vibration and helps connect Earth to receiving higher messages of love. It increases connection with the angels and all of us here in this university realm. And then we may work more closely with those appearing form on Earth and other planets, dimensions, and realms as well, as is our goal and purpose. The light blanket or web is also being connected to those in other dimensions and realms. It is multidimensional. You are not alone there on planet Earth or the third dimension. And all have the memory of the whole, of all of it, all the dimensions and realms and planets. And each person lives the knowing and imprint and memory of the all, the whole. I am very close to God here in this realm from which I am teaching you and from where it is easier to understand these truths. God is love. God is the memory of all, of each one of you, of all. We know it is still so hard for you to truly comprehend that all is within God. For now, let's focus on knowing you are love. And so here we have the meditation of knowing you are love, the Heart of Jesus meditation. So breathe in fully and completely, slowly, 3 times. 1, 2, and 3. See me, Jesus, standing in front of you, holding a heart before you in my outstretched hand. Concentrate on the heart that I hold in front of you. First, breathe it in with your eyes as they notice it. Then, feel the breath drop to your heart. You are breathing the heart into your heart. Soon, it moves right into your heart. Allow it to enter your heart center. It is the heart of Jesus, of Christ mind. Notice it feels fiery now. Let it expand to fill your whole body, this fiery heart. Now, tap into the quality of love that it entails. My love for you, Jesus' love, compassionate, forgiving, accepting. See me, Jesus, still standing there with you, in front of you. Now my outstretched hands are holding yours. Looking into each other's eyes, breathing together. Now, let us meld into one. Notice there is a gold and white light energy that is present between and around us as our form slips away and we are joined in this golden white light. Keep breathing into this experience of formless light that we share. And now, breathe me right into your heart. Let me join in you. Notice any ego voice that speaks of reasons that we cannot join. Arrogance or unworthiness. Here, see. And share it with me. Watch how the voice of ego loses its power as you state it and share it. And see, you can surrender to my request to breathe me into your heart. It is vital that you let me into your heart. It would be arrogant to refuse the love of God. And oh, how the ego wishes just that. Choose a voice for God here. Ask me and the Holy Spirit for help. Give up attachment to what it looks like. Do it for all. I am gathering an army of love where each of you lets the heart of Jesus into your heart and then begins to love and live from there, from that love that is the heart of Jesus. As each of you connects with nature or meditation or Om or whatever practice that each of you uses to connect to the divine and to the earth, the divinity in earth, the Holy Spirit shining in all around you. Use nature and the trees to help tap into that. And let it help you spread this heart love, Jesus' heart, throughout your body. And then walking it in the world, being in the world but not of it, in the sense of not of the illusion and ego. See the love radiate and connect and span into the world, into each light worker's calling and work and relationships and money and business. Each is to take the heart of Jesus inside through the meditation, then let it spread through his or her body and connect to the greater world through the practice of connecting with nature or meditation or whatever practice reminds one of the love behind the illusion. Each one is to live and walk in the world remembering the truth of love, seeing with Christ's eyes, seeing the illusion through the Holy Spirit's guidance, through the heart of Jesus, through spreading that Christ vision through the heart of Jesus. Then you are living from the higher knowing of love and shining it out into the illusion. And watch as the illusion disappears and others' hearts are ignited. All right. I'm going to stop there, although there's still more in that chapter about this calling to be love, to connect, to shine love out, to use practices to connect us with the love that is in everything and all around us, including that Heart of Jesus meditation, walking in nature, other practices that help you remember love and connect to love and be love in the world. All right, we're going to take a short little break and then I'll come back and I'm going to tune in for about 10 minutes or so to the High Council. Let them come through here now on the show. So we'll be right back in just a couple minutes. Hey there, Jenny here. I want to let you know that I've put together an amazing, unique one-day workshop called The Day to Connect with Love. And I'm excited to hit the road with this inspirational, heart-opening event. It's a day filled with guidance from the High Council and other experiences to connect you to love and your purpose. Maybe you'd like us to come to your area. If you are interested in hosting a day to connect with love or other event in your area, contact me at support@lovescurriculum.com and we can explore. Together, let's ignite love in the world. Hello and welcome back. I am Jenny Hogg Ashwell and this is Love's Curriculum, where together we remember love and our soul's divine purpose. And today we are exploring just that, this call to love, this call to awakening and to help awaken all. And so I'm going to tune in now to the High Council for us. So I invite you, if you wish, to close your eyes as I close my eyes here. And it's often a kind of meditative, reflective time. You don't need to close your eyes, but if you can, it's just a going within. And so I invite you, eyes closed, if you're wishing and able, and just to begin to feel your feet on the floor. You may already feel expansive from our earlier reading and meditation. So just take a breath in, and on the exhale, just releasing any thoughts of your experience here today so far, any thoughts of what you still need to do in your day. So breathing in and out. Good. And one more in and releasing any thoughts or worries. In and out. Good. And again, feeling your feet on the floor. Just wish for you to know and send roots out through the soles of your feet, letting them anchor you to the earth. Know that the earth is sending energy up into your body. And then bringing attention to the top of your head, your crown chakra, which is your connection to divine messages, to knowing yourself as eternal and loved. Just ask that it be open to the highest vibration of love and light, to your highest good and the highest good of all. And you can feel that energy and support coming down through the top of your head, down through your forehead, letting it come into your heart. And then as we begin, just begin to focus your breathing into your heart and out of your heart, this whole heart center, the heart chakra, in and out. Good. So I ask the High Council to come through for the group here in the next few minutes. I ask you to, I know you've already come through much today in the words through Love's Curriculum and your presence as I've read them, but I ask you to come through with any last messages for the group. I ask my guides and angels to help me be a clear conduit for your messages for this time. And I ask that it be in the highest good of each one listening, in the highest good of all. And so it is. All right. It's making you sure you can hear me still here. I had a little glitch on my end. That happens sometimes. All right. Dear ones, we activate within you this memory of why you are here. We can feel it alive within you. We feel from our end the knowing that it is alive within you, that this purpose, this knowing,
this way of being that is true for each one of you. We send to you the comfort and the activation of that awareness in you. For we see the truth that it is alive within you. It could not have gone anywhere. It's only there to be remembered, to be activated, to be awoken to. And so we just bring that awareness and awakening to you now. If you wish to place your hand on your heart, just breathing into your heart, receiving that knowing, our grace as we bring you that message that your calling is alive within you, that it could not be alive within you, that no matter how the physical world may feel, that it weighs you or covers it up, or that you may have forgotten. It's trust. It's already alive in you. It's as if that signal is planted there and it just, the switch may need to be turned on or activated. And so we bring through this activation now to activate it within you at whatever level you've remembered yet, that it may begin to shine even brighter, that you may feel a natural flow of beingness that is love, that is connected with angels and guides, connected with your form of divine inspiration, whatever teachers work for you, connected to your highest self. We activate that now. Just keep breathing into your heart. And if you're willing, you can allow this activation with your willingness. Just say you're willing, and we are sending now angels to activate it within you, companions on your journey. You may feel a sense of home, or that you do have companions and that they are brothers and sisters on this journey with you. So letting those connections be made with your angels and guides, with those in form who are to be here and help you as well. This whole team that you are working with, you may find yourself included in that team. You may sense that and know that, that you belong no matter what. That we are here with you no matter what. That you are doing an amazing job no matter what you may think or feel about how you are doing. In essence, your essence is the purest light and love. You already are that to which you aspire to be. And we thank you, and we help you see that and reveal that more and more in the world each day. And we bless you as you go forward. And we wish for you to receive this blessing now. You may feel it as if a guide is placing a hand on your head in blessing. You may feel it as vibration in your legs or a shiver up your spine. You may feel it as a heart being placed in your chest, in your heart center, as words coming into your awareness. So we bless you, our team of light workers, our team for love. And we say to you that you are doing well. And we open up the channels of communication for further support, for further blessing, for further union and joining in the one as you awaken. And we thank you for being here. And so it is. So just slowly breathing and opening your eyes if you wish, giving yourself a moment, knowing that however that experience was, you received that which you needed. And just keep intending and asking for the opening to continue as you go forward in your day, your evening. And I personally, as Jenny, thank you as well for being here, I truly hope to meet many of you in person as I hit the road with Love's curriculum over the next months and years, and that we join in community online. So you can check out at lovescurriculum.com. There's lots of ways. And I've also opened up the Love's University there. So ways to work with me and the High Council through groups, through self-study, ways to connect with that idea of this curriculum that we're learning and this joining as a university. So I invite you to check it out on the website if you're wanting to stay connected with me, with Love's curriculum, with the High Council, with your purpose and your calling and letting that grow. It's all there at lovescurriculum.com. All right. Well, I wish for you an amazing rest of your day or your evening, wherever this show finds you. And love to each one of you. Take care.
Tune in bi-weekly to Love's Curriculum for more inspiration and guidance from the High Council. And in the meantime, visit online retailers to purchase Love's Curriculum, Messages of Enlightenment. If you are wanting additional support and to join with fellow lightworkers and love advocates, then connect with me, Jenny Hogg Ashwell, on Facebook by requesting to join my private group, Lightworkers and Love Advocates. There, I offer a loving, inspiring, supportive environment to help you step into your light and shine. And if you are ready to make this your year to truly discover and live your soul's divine purpose, visit lovescurriculum.com to learn about the path of love, live your divine purpose, a 90-day mentoring program in which I help you gain the clarity, connection, and courage to shine. I look forward to connecting with you.